Welcome to Hold My Reg, a Quill and Sword podcast brought to you by the Administrative and Civil Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. Administrative law may not always make the headlines, but it is the invisible force that maintains discipline, ensures fairness, and ultimately keeps our military running smoothly. Get ready for another insightful discussion, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to another episode of Hold My Reg. I'm Major Kira Riggs, professor in the Administrative and Civil Law Department at TJAGLIX, and today I'm joined by Mr. Tom Manganiello, Senior Counsel at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and Mr. Randy Urban, Training and Liaison Specialist at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. That is the agency that oversees the Thrift Savings Plan, or TSP. And today we're chatting about reasons to invest in TSP. If you have no idea what TSP or investing for retirement is or entails, we're going to start briefly with the basics to describe the immense value of compound interest, or what Einstein called the eighth wonder of the world. After we have everyone on the same page, we're going to discuss how TSP compares to other investment or retirement account options, and then we'll wrap up talking about how TSP is working for you and what to do with your TSP when you leave service. And while I might be the talking head, the real value and inspiration for this podcast came from Mr. Manganiello. Mr. Manganiello regularly teaches at our OBC students who are new to law and new to the Army about what they can do with their newfound wealth, that lucrative government paycheck. So after teaching our OBC audience and other military audiences on more than a dozen occasions, we figured it was time to finally memorialize his experience and wisdom into a podcast. I should note that for both Mr. Manganiello and Mr. Urban, they have standard government disclaimers that the views they express today are their own, not necessarily those of their agencies or leaders, and neither is giving legal advice or investment advice today. So with that, Mr. Manganiello, let's assume that people don't want to take my word for it, that you're an expert. Would you mind telling our audience a little bit about your background?
Thank you, Major Riggs. We really appreciate the opportunity to support the Army JAG School and to be a guest on your podcast. I am coming up on my 20-year anniversary at the Securities and Exchange Commission. I went to law school at the University of Pittsburgh and practiced for 5 years with K&L Gates in both Pittsburgh and Washington, D.C. before I took a job with the SEC's Enforcement Division. I was investigating violations of the federal securities laws, things like Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes and accounting fraud. And it was fulfilling work, but in a way very frustrating because oftentimes even when we were able to get a bad actor out of the industry after an investigation and after bringing an action in federal court, there was often no money left to disperse to harmed investors. And so when I had the opportunity a few years ago to move over to our Office of Investor Education and Advocacy, I really enjoyed the potential to reach investors before they engage with a scam artist and before they lose part of their nest egg. What I do today is I write for our main resource. It is investor.gov. It's a website with hundreds of tools and unbiased resources on how to be a more informed investor and how to avoid scams. We also brief audiences, military audiences, high schools, colleges, seniors, libraries. And it's important to speak to JAG officers not only because we want you to be aware of how you can build wealth throughout your military career, but you are such important force multipliers too. Oftentimes you're going to be handling cases where your clients are having claims problems or credit card or debt issues or divorce issues or domestic or foreclosures. And really what's at the root of the problem is financial instability. So while you're imparting your very important legal advice, we also want you to be able to tell these folks there are resources at every military installation in the world, in the Military and Financial Readiness Office or the Army Community Service Office, where they can go to seek help to stabilize their finances.
And financial stability, financial readiness can even affect background checks. So it can affect everything we do. We are so grateful to have you here today. But we're also going to be largely talking about TSP or the Thrift Savings Plan, and it wouldn't be right to discuss that without one of FRTIB's most prolific subject matter experts, Mr. Randy Urban. Randy, would you mind telling our audience about yourself and what you do with TSP?
Well, yes, I love to. I've been a TSP training and liaison specialist with the FRTIB for over 16 years now. And prior to that, I worked in various positions at the National Finance Center in New Orleans And that is where the original record keeping system and call center used to be located. And I worked in the TSB division. So that's over 30 years of working with the TSB. Well, what I do as a training specialist now with TSB, my primary work is centered around participant and beneficiary education. So for many years that meant traveling to live sites and doing live events, and now that includes many online education events such as this and conducting many virtual TSB training sessions.
Those introductions should leave no doubt about who the real experts are today, but the goal of this podcast is to hopefully make us all experts on what's best for each of us individually. So before we get to TSP specifically, I want to talk just briefly about compound interest, the quote-unquote eighth wonder of the world. What is compound interest and why does it matter?
Well, you know, understanding compound interest, or compounding in the investing sense, helps answer the really important question, why should I devote some percentage of every paycheck to my future self? Because I recognize it's much more gratifying to spend every penny we make right now on the things that we want and need immediately. But we have to remember, we're going to be older. We're going to be here 2 pay periods from now, 10 years from now, maybe even 40, 50, 60 years from now. And there's this really powerful formula that harnesses compounding over time to create wealth. And here's the formula. Your regular contributions to an investment, that can be the thrift savings plan or some other investment, plus your superpower, which when you are young especially is time, equals wealth. Regular contributions plus time equals wealth. And the reason that formula works is because compounding works like a snowball. When you put regular investments into an investment, it's like a snowball that begins its first rotation. It picks up new snow, which creates more surface area, which allows it to pick up even more snow on its second rotation. And that is how compounding works. Your investment earns a return in that first year, and then the next year, not only does your investment earn a return, but your return earns a return. And so we need to put compounding to work for us. We need to spread the word to those that we counsel that compounding can work if we have automatic contributions to the thrift savings plan or some other investment.
From my perspective, compound interest is the biggest reason to invest. Also to invest early, because the earlier you start saving, the more compound interest works for you, just like you said. So if you had started saving, just to put some numbers to this, if you had started saving $100 per month at 20 years old with a meager 4% interest annually, by 65, 45 years later, you would have invested just over $50,000, but your account would show over $150,000. In contrast, if you started investing at the age of 50, 30 years later, even starting with a hefty $5,000 initial investment, depositing significantly more, say $500 per month, you would have invested more than double, almost $100,000, but only earned a little over $130,000. You would have invested nearly twice as much of your own money and still earned $20,000 less because you started so much later. And the difference is that interest accumulating over the previous interest over long periods.
Yeah, there is an ancient proverb. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, but the second best time is today. And that is true of investing too. The most visited page on our website, investor.gov, just happens to be our compound interest calculator. And it's a great tool. It can let you see how much wealth you can build over time using certain monthly investment contributions. You can literally see if I put X amount per pay period into an investment, how much will I have in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? You can also do the reverse. You can put in a goal, a savings goal. Like I want to have $1 million or I want to have $500,000 at the age of 65. How much will I need to contribute every month to get to that goal? I always use an assumed interest rate of 7%, since long-term stock investors have earned between 7 and 10%, even going all the way back to the stock market crash of 1929. And you can see how you can keep your money in the TSP, even if you, you'll see how quickly that money can grow. The growth isn't predictable. It's not always linear. There will be bad days, bad months, bad years. But long-term investors have done very well. So the two takeaways there is, yes, you should expect some volatility when you're a long-term investor, but historically, you've done very well.
Now, compounding is the primary benefit of any investment, not just TSP. So why did we want to talk specifically about reasons to invest in TSP if all investments have the potential to grow by compounding?
Well, there are two important advantages to investing in a workplace retirement plan like the Thrift Savings Plan. In the civilian sector, these plans may be called 401ks, but if you're a service member or a federal employee, your 401k is the TSP. So they used to refer to TSP as 401k-like. The two advantages are, at first, a tax advantage, where you literally reduce the amount of taxes you pay if you contribute to the TSP. And then second, and this is critical, if you join the military after 2018, January 2018, when you contribute to your TSP, you're going to get a match for your agency. Civilians get the match too, but on the service side of things, you receive a match up to 4% total match based off of your first 5% that you contribute. So that's free government money. And this is what you call it, free government money back in the past. You can build your wealth that much quicker as a result of that employer match. So no other investments offer that benefit.
Yeah, and I want to amplify what Randy just said. If you're day trading on your Robinhood app, picking stocks, or you're buying and selling crypto assets, you're not going to get those tax advantages typically. And of course, there's no employer match for that type of investing. In fact, when you buy and sell securities in short periods of time, you even if you post gains, you're often going to pay a higher tax rate called your ordinary tax rate than you're going to pay when you make long-term buy and hold investments like the Thrift Savings Plan or in the civilian side, a 401k. So the tax breaks and the match are the real reason that many service members make the Thrift Savings Plan their first and most important building block of investing.
So those are the pros. What about the fees? How does TSP compare to other investment options when it comes to fees?
Well, this has been one of the selling points of TSP for many years, the low cost of the plan. Now, we call this the expense ratio, and that's how we express the expense to you as a participant. So the average expense ratio in 2023 was 0.054%, the total expense. So that means for every $100,000 that you saved in TSP last year, participants are paying around $5.40 in those cases on average for the expense and the annual fees.
So even after I maxed out my TSP and started investing in a civilian Roth IRA, these fees, the benefit of the fees, low fees in TSP became exceptionally clear to me. I pay significantly more fees on my civilian account than TSP fees.
Yeah, and that's not a unique situation. At my old law firm, we had a 401k with one of the large investment companies that everybody would know. And the fees were nearly double what I now pay with my Thrift Savings Plan account. So I moved my old employer's 401k to the TSP to take advantage of those lower fees.
You also mentioned tax advantages. Can you talk about the type of tax advantages you get if you choose a traditional versus a Roth contribution?
So let's first talk about the traditional contributions to your TSP. That's where you're getting the tax break this year up front. And in other words, you're contributing, your contributions lower your taxable income this year. Your money will then grow in your TSP account throughout your career. And when you go to withdraw that money in retirement, that's when you will pay taxes on the traditional contribution, so later on down the road. With a Roth contribution, you're making the strategic decision to pay taxes now and get the tax break later. Often that's because you're in the beginning years of your career and your pay is relatively lower, which in turn often means your tax burden is lower. So people who choose Roth are essentially saying, I'd rather pay the taxes now while my earnings and my tax rates are lower. And then when I go to take the withdrawals out in retirement, I'll benefit from a tax-free withdrawal.
And the TSP, as you've mentioned a couple times, is essentially a 401k. So what about individual retirement accounts, IRAs?
Yeah, so the two big advantages of the TSP are, as Randy just said, in many 401ks, that tax break that you get and the match that your employer may provide. But many investors also choose to open an individual retirement account or an IRA to supplement their workplace retirement plans. You can open an IRA at an investment company, a brokerage, a bank, a credit union, even some apps like Betterment or Acorns. IRAs also provide tax advantages, but you can't contribute quite as much to an IRA as you can to a workplace retirement plan like a 401k or the TSP. In 2024, you can contribute up to $23,000 a year to the TSP. That means if you get paid every 2 weeks, it's about $885 if you were to max out your contributions. For IRAs, it's a smaller amount. You can contribute $7,000 per year, which translates to about $269 per pay period. TSP and other 401k contributions come from payroll. IRA contributions can come from your bank account, from direct deposit, or other sources. And of course, you have to set that up yourself. Both TSP and IRAs will allow you to make additional, what they call catch-up contributions once you are over the age of 50.
So the audience for this podcast is a bunch of legal professionals, so they still might be skeptical, as is their nature. So if they aren't convinced to invest in TSP, given compounding on higher contribution limits with lower fees, another reason to invest in TSP is that TSP provides very simple options for investing. You select one of five pooled funds tied to specific asset classes, and TSP basically does the work for you. In fact, they even have life cycle funds or L funds where you input your anticipated retirement year and TSP automatically changes your investment portfolio to gradually step down the risk as you get closer to retirement. Is that right?
That's correct. So as you said, the TSP does the work for you. So these L funds or life cycle funds are target date funds. So we created these back in 2005. We now have 10 L funds, which will take the five individual funds and give you a portfolio towards certain target dates. And essentially what this is doing is giving you a higher risk, higher reward portfolio the further out the target date is. And then it, as you said, does the work for you each quarter, gradually moving your money towards a more conservative approach as you get closer to that target date. So that's something that participants can consider as an investment outside of the five individual funds themselves.
So what happens when I get out of the military? TSP is a military retirement option. So do I have to withdraw or move the money whenever I decide to either get out or retire?
You do not. You do not have to withdraw or move your money from the TSP when you leave the military. And it's important to emphasize that point because some unscrupulous investment professionals may say otherwise or lead you to believe that you have few options. In fact, you can keep some or all of your money in the TSP even if you leave the military. Now, you can no longer contribute to the TSP after you leave the military, but that money can continue to grow and benefit from the low fee, diversified environment until you're ready to take withdrawals. Now, you do have other options as well if you choose. For example, you can roll some or all of your TSP balance into a civilian retirement account post-service, such as your new employer's 401k. You can also roll it into your own individual retirement account if you've set one up.
How about just pulling it out, spending it on a car or vacation? Can I pull out my retirement money and finally take the vacation I've been wanting to take?
Well, it sounds tempting, but technically you can do that, but I do not recommend it. Because if you withdraw TSP funds before the age of 59 and a half, you're typically not only going to have to pay whatever taxes you owe on that money, but in many cases, the IRS will assess an additional 10% penalty. And so for folks who are doing this, many of them are getting only 50 cents on the dollar for that money they're pulling out of the TSP. And remember, when you withdraw money from a retirement account, you're stopping that snowball from rotating, and you may have to work longer to have the same comfortable retirement.
So, Mr. Urban, you mentioned 10 funds. What do you say to folks, that's still a set number, what do you say to folks who feel limited by TSP's investment options?
So we have a new option, or a relatively new option. We launched this back in 2022 with the transition. It's called a mutual fund window. And this mutual fund window gives you the opportunity to take part of your core funds and invest them in a mutual fund window, in this mutual fund window. In the window, you have close to 5,000 options that target various categories of investments and many categories that we don't offer. So this gives you an expanded opportunity to invest in other funds outside of the TSP. Now, I will say there's some additional fees and expenses, and you have to choose this to invest in this mutual fund window, but it does give you those opportunities to invest in something that might be more targeted that we don't offer, and expand your portfolio overall with your TSP account.
So even though we're growing to 5,000, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say some of our listeners might still enjoy that thrill of choosing investments, managing portfolios, all of those apps. They might find TSP investment boring. What would you say to them?
Well, you know, TSP and 401k investing may be boring, but it is a proven path to a comfortable retirement. In fact, there are hundreds of thousands of 401k millionaires in the United States. These are folks with account balances over $1 million, including over 100,000 federal employees and active duty military. And the way that they got there was by making steady contributions to the TSP or their 401k from the beginning of their military or federal career, and by continuing to do that all the way through, whether markets were up or down. Now, can you try to pick stocks using an app? You certainly can. But the chances are pretty good that you're not going to do well. Our studies show that active traders frequently underperform the market. And as we said earlier, even when they do well, they pay higher taxes on their gains. And believe me, picking winning stocks, finding that diamond in the rough, is not easy. But please remember, there's another strategy that captures the benefits of high-flying companies, and that is long-term buy-and-hold investments in diversified funds like the Thrift Savings Plan or an index fund. Instead of trying to find the needle in the haystack, that's a strategy where you are essentially buying the whole haystack. It may be boring, but it's a realistic roadmap to wealth that you can start today.
There's pros and cons to everything, so if boring is the con, I'm sticking with TSP. But I don't think the opinions of an SEC attorney, a TSP representative, and maybe even an administrative law professor are something to take lightly. But in all seriousness, for me, the pros of TSP, as we've talked about, outweigh the more limited investment options and riskier investment options.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more, but of course, everybody needs to decide what's best for them.
Thank you so much for your time, Tom and Randy. Just one more thing before we end. I do want to give the SEC, Mr. Manganiello, one plug, because the SEC has been an incredible supporter of the Schoolhouse. You and your team are able and willing, and dare I say eager, to travel to any military installation that has a need for an LPD on financial readiness and investing. You all have paid your own travel, can access any military installation, and I can say always get fantastic reviews from students about the value you add to their knowledge base. At a minimum, you are exponentially more knowledgeable than me on cryptocurrency, which seems to be the new hotness. So if any of our judge advocates, legal administrators, or paralegals are looking for an LPD for their formation, they can reach out to me so I can link them up with you.
I appreciate that. And we love teaching at Charlottesville Schoolhouse. We visit dozens of military installations every year. And remember, we not only have our D.C. headquarters in at the SEC, but we have 11 regional offices around the country, one of which may be closer to you. And we can offer those briefings in person or using virtual platforms. To reach out to us, just email outreach@sec.gov, and we'll see how we can support your units and commands.
With that, we conclude another enlightening episode of Hold My Reg. We hope you enjoyed our exploration into all things TSP with the true experts in the field. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay informed, and thank you for tuning in to Hold My Reg.
This episode of Hold My Reg is brought to you by the Administrative and Civil Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. The views presented in this episode are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent the views of the Department of Defense or its components, the Department of the Army, or the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for another episode of Hold My Reg.